Welcome to the Attached Life Podcast. You're listening to the Stories of Healing series. Each episode will give you a view into what inner healing looks like. Instead of just talking about therapeutic concepts, this series takes you inside the experience. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy. Most people I speak to would seem to agree that there's a higher prevalence of mental health-related challenges nowadays than there ever seemed to have been before. That's true between a person and themselves in terms of emotional difficulties relating to depression or anxiety, traumatic experiences that a person has gone through that continue to linger and affect them, whether it's relationship challenges between spouses, between parents and children, in social dynamics. Addiction seems to be quite common. All sorts of struggles in this way. The question is why? Why is it going on more now than it has in the past? And to this, a lot of different people will give a lot of different answers. I think some of the most common answers, of course, start with technology. People talk about technology as causing a lot of these issues. Another common response, well, together with technology goes social media and all sorts of things of that nature. Another common response is the materialism that we live with, the level of indulgence and affluence that is common in our circles and in Western culture in general. And that seems to have possibly affected people in a way that impacts their well-being in possibly negative ways. Another theory is that there is more external comfort nowadays than maybe there ever has been in the past. Meaning to say that in the past, especially in the Jewish community, there were always external threats. There was the difficulty of surviving. Another pogrom was right around the corner. Another anti-Semitic attack was right around the corner. And even just getting by, just living, finding a way to make a living, to have a parnassa, to have an income, to support one's family, to keep people safe, to survive, that was of the utmost relevance. And so when there's such a focus on survival in that kind of very basic, primal way, the world of a person's inner emotions is less front and center. And so now that we have lived for a stretch of time with relative external comfort, without those sorts of existential threats, although nowadays, right in this moment, it seems to be kind of resurfacing for us in a lot of ways, but there was a very long, relatively long stretch of time, not actually long, but relatively long stretch of time where there was kind of external comfort. And so in that context, people began to experience the internal experiences of themselves more and more. Another theory is the intergenerational trauma of the Holocaust and Jewish history in general, but especially most recently the Holocaust. And so perhaps now people are experiencing the real symptoms, almost so to speak, of the inner trauma of the Holocaust in some ways that has trickled down from generation to generation. I shouldn't say the real symptoms, of course, the many versions of symptoms and people who went through that experience themselves, of course, experienced the real symptoms too. But there are later kind of generational, next generation symptoms that possibly are coming out now. Another possibility is that societally we have increased the level of pressure in so many ways, whether it's in terms of what one earns, it's the standards of living, it's religious expectations in certain ways, and that creates issues. Another possibility that people talk about is that maybe in theory there doesn't need to be more mental health related issues, but because we have become so much more aware of these things and we talk about them more, that kind of creates more of a awareness and therefore a consciousness about it, which then actually leads to kind of almost a bias. If you believe in it and then you see it and then you have it, right? And so perhaps the amount that we're focusing on it, the amount of articles written about it, the amount of podcasts about it, the amount of talking about it has created actually more of an experience of it. These are all different theories, and I imagine each of these theories has merit to it. But what I want to point out is that I think they're all wrong. They're all mistaken, I should say. Maybe they're not wrong, but they're categorically mistaken. Because if we're talking about the reason why there's more of a prevalence of these types of issues nowadays, the reason for it, I believe, is none of these things. The reason for it is because God desired that in our time right now, at this point in history, at this juncture that we stand, God desired, it's the Ratzon Hashem, it's the will of God, that this be front and center in our lives. It is the will of Hashem that we experience societally and individually as people, as families. We experience challenges internally in our emotional world, in our relationships. And all of these things that we just listed, technology, materialism, pressures, external comfort, the awareness of it that has surfaced, all these things may be true, but what they are is not the cause. They're the kalim, the vessels, the mechanism through which God carried out his desire. Meaning to say, Hashem wanted it to be such that we are struggling with mental health more nowadays, that our relationships have become more sensitive, more delicate, more challenged. That is the will of Hashem, that this is happening right now. And in order to make that happen, he may have created something called social media. He may have given us external comfort so that we feel the internal discomfort. He may have made us more aware societally of these issues, so we talk more about them, so then we see them more, so then we experience them more. These are the vessels, the mechanisms that God used to bring about the reality that he desired to be the reality that we experience. I think this concept can be understood well through a broader concept that's brought down in many different Jewish sources that talks about the idea that the entirety of Jewish history is designed in a way that intentionally has each stage, each generation throughout Jewish history, targeting or focusing on a different aspect of humanity. Meaning to say that each time of Jewish history, each generation is tasked, so to speak, with focusing on elevating and refining and working through the challenge of a different aspect of humanity, a different aspect of the world. And so at one point, the focus was something different. And now, perhaps the way we can understand it is that the focus, the task that our generation has been charged with, what we are supposed to be engaging with, the aspect of the world, of the human experience that our generation is supposed to be focusing on because it is our job, it is our role to work through it and struggle with it and refine it and elevate it, is the aspect of the human condition and of the world called the inner world, the emotional world, the world of relationships, the world of what we might call pnimius, the inside of things, as opposed to the outside, the external. It's the psycho-spiritual experience or side of things. It's the experiential side of experience, as opposed to the more technical or behavioral or external aspect of things. And I think this is a change from previous generations. And it's not a change by accident, and it's not a change in a negative way. It's a change that's designed to be exactly this way, for exactly this purpose. To bring out this point further, by way of kind of metaphor, there's an idea that the Jewish people and specific individuals had to be in different parts of the world at different points because there's, so to speak, sparks in different places. There's godly sparks. There's meaning there's holiness. There's something that's meant to be elevated that is found specifically in one place of the world. So at one point, the Jews had to be in Egypt because in Egypt, there was something that needed to be taken. And at one point, Yaakov Avinu had to be in a certain place because he needed to get something from that place. He needed to take it and elevate it. And once that happens, now we move on. And that's why the Jewish people have moved throughout the globe so many times, because there's something that needs to be elevated from a part of the world. And then we move on to the next part of the world. And I think the same thing is true within not the physical world, but within the human condition. There's different places of humanity, of the human condition. There's the intellectual world. There was a time in Jewish history where the focus was on philosophy. And that was what everyone was talking about, even the people who were anti-philosophy, but they were talking about that. That's what they were dealing with. Perhaps because that stage of Jewish history was meant to refine and elevate that intellectual, that aspect of the human experience. And now so many of those questions are not even interesting to people. It's not the hot topic. It's not what's going on. What's going on now is people talking about the psychology, about the inner world, about the emotional experience. And I think that's a calling. That's because it's supposed to be this way. That's how Hashem made it for this time, because that's the place, the aspect of humanity, of the human condition, that we are supposed to be focusing on and refining. Of course, this can't mean that it's exclusively focused on these types of topics, because the whole system needs to be in balance and needs to be healthy. And there are actually times where this can be, the pendulum can swing in the other direction, and the emotional world, the inner world, can be focused on too much. There is such a thing, in a way that it becomes weighted in a way that's actually not healthy. So the idea that I'm trying to get across is not to make it exclusively focused on these types of relationship and inner world topics, but it's to say that just like if a person's working out, so a trainer might help them focus in or target on a specific muscle group, but still needs to keep in mind the totality of the person's health. So too, in each time, there can be a targeted focus while still keeping in mind the balance of the overall system. And I think that the abundance and the increase of books and svarim and shirim and vadim and shmuzin and speeches and conferences and programs that all seem to be focused on the inner world and on relationships is not a coincidence. And it's because what Hashem is calling for us to do is to focus in on this targeted aspect of the human experience, because that is what we are tasked to try and focus on and grow to the best of our ability while still keeping the whole system in place. And so with that in mind, I hope that this serves as a kind of introduction as to what I hope to launch in the next series that I'm very excited about, that we're going to start shortly, which is that I'm going to share cases of stories of people that I've worked with in my office, in my work. I'm going to change these stories and change the cases so that I'm not talking about any particular person. I'm going to take different pieces of different people's stories and put them together. And I'm going to also specifically choose stories that have universal themes in nature, that aren't overly unique to any particular person or even any particular couple of people. It's very important, I feel the need to say this, that it's very important to me that no individual person that I've ever had the opportunity to work with feels that anything about them is being exposed here. And so not only am I going to change the details of the person to make sure that their confidentiality remains confidential, but I'm also going to change it in a way that it's not even really about any particular person, but instead it's stories that are combinations of different people that I've worked with, woven together in a way that I think presents themes of the type of inner work that I think we all, or so many people, are searching for and looking for. And my hope in sharing these things is not to give anybody kind of that voyeuristic view into someone else's inner life. That's not the goal at all. The goal instead is to offer the ability for a person to self-reflect on their own work, their own journey, their own inner life, their own relationships. And oftentimes it's helpful and somewhat easier to access this when we have a paradigm or a template, or we hear the stories of others that can help provoke awareness or increase insight into ourselves and our stories, our inner worlds, and our relationships. And so each episode will be presenting a different story, a different case of somebody's journey of how they became more in tune with their inner world and how that has helped them, how they've tried to move towards healing and towards a more wholesome self that's able to show up for their relationship with themselves, their relationship with others, with those that are important to them. And also, ultimately, in the name of what this platform is really all about as well, is these three relationships: the relationship between us and ourselves, the relationship between us and others, and the relationship between us and God, and how all three of those things merge together or flow one from each other.